This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military says about 100 projectiles were launched from Lebanon into Israel on Tuesday, a day after Palestinians in Gaza began fasting for the holy month of Ramadan. The launches were some of the heaviest fire emanating from Israel's northern neighbor since the start of the war in Gaza. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage following the strikes. In its annual Global Threats Assessment report Monday, the U.S. intelligence community told lawmakers that the war in Ukraine is at a turning point whose outcome will depend on American assistance. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports.
Senate lawmakers said Monday that the failure to provide aid would be a serious mistake. Senator Mark Warner, chairman of the U.S. Select Committee on Intelligence.
And my fear is the decision thus far by the House of Representatives not to even take up legislation that would support Ukraine in their fight against Putin aggression has been one of the most short-sighted decisions on a national security issue that I can possibly imagine.
The U.S. intelligence community said in its annual worldwide threats assessment Monday that Russian President Vladimir Putin is counting on Western support for Ukraine to waver. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
As Ramadan began on Monday, countries including the U.S. and Egypt stepped up airdrops of aid amid hunger in Gaza.
The United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres said international humanitarian law lay in tatters.
Honor the spirit of Ramadan by silencing the guns and removing all obstacles to ensure the delivery of life-saving aid at the speed and massive scale required. At the same time, and in the Ramadan spirit of compassion, I call for the immediate release of all hostages.
Guterres warned Israel's threatened assault on Rafah could plunge the people of Gaza into, quote, an even deeper circle of hell.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder, and this is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels have targeted a Liberian flag container ship in the Red Sea with missiles on Monday, producing an explosion near the vessel, but causing no damage. The master of the vessel reported the explosion and said no one was hurt. The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center said that the UK MTO later identified the vessel as a Pinocchio, managed by a Singaporean firm. The U.S. Military Central Command says the Houthis used anti-ship missile or anti-ship ballistic missiles in that attack. Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry has announced he will resign once a transitional presidential council was created, bowing to international pressure that seeks to save the country overwhelmed by violent gangs that some experts say have unleashed a low-scale civil war. This comes as the U.S. pledges an additional $100 million for a multinational force awaiting deployment to violence hit Haiti. During a meeting with the Caribbean leaders concerning Haiti, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there is an urgency and need for support.
What we've seen in recent days again should remind us that the already challenging and difficult security situation has now deteriorated even further and makes the multinational support mission even more important than ever.
As Sweden officially joined the NATO alliance Monday, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that it shows every nation has the right to, in his words, choose the path of freedom and democracy. He added that Ukraine is currently fighting for those values. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
A new strategic path for Sweden and a new member for NATO. As the Swedish flag was raised Monday at Alliance headquarters in Brussels, Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson said it was a natural step for his country.
Sweden has come home. Home to the security cooperation of democracies, home to the security cooperation of our good neighbours.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcomed the alliance's 32nd member. Sweden and Finland applied to join NATO in May 2022, 3 months after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Japan marked the 13th anniversary of the massive earthquake and tsunami that triggered a nuclear meltdown and left parts of Fukushima Prefecture uninhabitable. It occurred Monday with a minute of silence and memorial events where officials pledged continued support for rebuilding. A 9.0 magnitude quake and tsunami ravaged large parts of Japan's northeastern coast on March 11, 2011, killing about 20,000 people. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.